Front Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. The recalls from a group of MPs to ban NDAs to tackle misogyny in the music industry. The Women Equalities Committee says that non-disclosure agreements shouldn't be allowed in cases of sexual misconduct, bullying or discrimination. Labour's Sarah Owen, the chair of the committee, says things haven't moved on enough since the Me Too movement.
What we need to see now is a change in law to say we need to stop using NDAs when it comes to covering up sexual harassment and bullying in the workplace. That's not what NDAs should be used for.
Billions of pounds of investment is expected to be announced to new transport projects in England. It saw the Chancellor will announce more than £15.5 billion to extend bus, tram and train systems in Greater Manchester, Tyne and Wear and the Midlands. A senior Metropolitan Police officer has been sacked for a second time after refusing to take a drugs test. Commander Julian Bennett was first dismissed in 2023. He was then reinstated but has now been dismissed again for gross misconduct. And Ukraine has claimed it's used underwater explosives to weaken the foundations of a major road and rail bridge linking Russia with Crimea. The country's secret service says it was months in the planning. Sport. England midfielder Fran Kirby's announced her retirement from international football. The Brighton player, who has 77 caps for the Lionesses, had been informed she won't be part of the squad for the Euros this summer. Kirby was part of the England squad that won the tournament back in 2022. Norwich City have appointed Liam Manning as their new head coach. He's left his role as Bristol City boss to move to Carrow Road, despite him leading them to the Championship playoffs last season. And Novak Djokovic says he feels he has a duty to pass on advice to young tennis players if they want it. The 38-year-old faces Alexander Zverev in the quarterfinals of the French Open today. While the German's no longer an up-and-coming player, as he's 10 years younger, Djokovic says he has given tips to the third seed in the past. He says the door is always open for others.
I tell everyone that I'm available, you know, if they need a call about anything, because I feel like that's what I owe to the game. What's the value of the knowledge or experience that you have if you don't transfer it to someone who's coming up.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunny spells, but showers too for many. Feeling a little colder, highs of 19. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, I'm Chris Golds.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
Just gone 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. It is Adam Brown with you. It's the early breakfast show on Radio X. So, in just under half an hour's time, Chris and the team back. £25,000 up for grabs. The £25,000 box is back this week. If you want to play along, make sure you're sticking around. Chris will explain it all around 6:30. Before that, let's keep the tunes going for you. Something to wake you right up from Pulp on its way. After this, The Strokes, Sunday, Radio X.
Always, always, promise is a break before.
Disco 2000, this is Radio X. So on Thursday, on the Radio X Evening Show, just a heads up, you'll get to hear from a man who has basically taken the world of music by storm. I'm talking Somber, being regarded as one of this year's big breakout acts. He's got a London show this week. If you love what this guy's all about, you'll get a chance to see him on stage. And he's going to be chatting to Dan O'Connell on Thursday on the Radio X Evening Show. So make sure you check that out. Let's get this on for you now from Somba. This is Undressed. It's Radio X. You had a dream.
Please take your time, I'm not in it.
Snow Patrol Spitting Games on Radio X. I'm Adam Brown. It's Wednesday morning now. On the way before Chris is back with you at 6:30, I have got something to play from a band who this month are going to be doing their only UK tour date. Guaranteed to set the roof off any venue they play. They roll into Wembley Stadium later this month. Let's get them on for you next. Radio
X. We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
All this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Attention all students. Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in-store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th of June. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See iceland.co.uk/10s.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the game?
If it's games you want, your best bet is to check out BetVictor's Casino Games. They've got more games than you've had hot dinners. In fact, they've got more games than Las Vegas Gaming Convention's annual convention of games.
Lots of games. Got it.
Yep, there's over 4,000 slot games, including all your favourites like Big Bass Bonanza, live casino tables like roulette and blackjack, and casino games like Crazy Time.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor Casino. 18+ gamblerware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Take me out tonight. Where there's music and there's people and the young and the light. Driving in your car. I never, never want to go home. Because I haven't got one anymore. many people and I want to see light. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight. Take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the dark and underpass, I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Radio X.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
going round the world on their From Zero World Tour. It's Linkin Park. That is The Emptiness Machine on Radio X. I'm Adam, and that is just about it from me. Chris and the team on the way. The £25,000 box is back. I'll leave you a little bit of Kasabian. This is Empire on Radio X.
Too much information, well, I said you come for a fit. Come out to the back, I said, tell me, let's go for something. Guess I better sell you now, guess I better be alone. Singing for your questions, but you stole all my answers. Too much entertainment, drew my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you see the ghost, I'll tell you what to fear the most.
Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. I've got to stop putting on a voice at the start of the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, that is okay. It's a nice voice. Oh, it's okay.
Hello, good morning. How are you? That's better, isn't it?
That's it, straight
That's
in.
That's it.
Straight in, isn't it?
Straight in, isn't it?
Straight in.
You look very fresh this morning.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel it. I feel a bit crispy around the edges today.
Oh, do you? No. Were you drinking yesterday in the garden?
No. It was quite cold yesterday, actually. It wasn't
it was.
Nice where we were. I picked my daughter up from the airport after she's been around the world for 3 months. Wow. 3 months. Lucky good sausage.
And hopefully you've got her working down the mine first absolutely thing this morning.
Absolutely. Cracking the whip. Cleaning the house. Doing whatever.
Do your kids pay you rent?
Good idea. No, they don't. They should.
Are any of them working?
Well, Zan isn't at the moment, but she will be getting a job again.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah.
Get the rent out.
I paid rent.
Yeah, I did.
I lived with Mum and Dad when I had my first radio job.
I did. I couldn't believe it. I thought the nerve.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand it. But I live here.
Yeah, this is my house too.
And she's like, yeah, but now you're earning, you can contribute. And I'm like, why would I contribute? I live here.
I'm part of this family.
I couldn't see it.
Really?
Yeah. And then she started to... This is when I first started getting paid for working. Because I didn't do a paper round or anything like that.
No.
Who wants to do a paper round at the school when there's, like, CITV on and the broom cupboard?
I did a paper round. I didn't last very long. God, it's horrible.
It's a lot of work.
I think I got paid £2.55 for, like, 6 hours or something.
Yeah.
6 hours?
Well, it's like two twice a week or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't very good.
Screw that.
Yeah.
So when I started working... Oh, by the way, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. The first note I have on my piece of paper that I've written down is, are we live? Normally I say we're live on Global Player, but today it's are we live? Can you watch us on Global Player? This is basically how we find out what's working, what's not. Can you open up the Global Player app and then click on our live video and then just text us and tell if it's working? So if it is working, you go... James iPhone working or James Android working, so we know what phone you got, or James iPhone not working, whatever. James?
Mine's working. James iPhone working.
And yours is working?
Dom iPhone working. Off. It's gone off again. So you did this yesterday.
Now, is that your phone going off or is it the screen going off?
No, it's the screen.
All right. Anyway, 83936 is the number. 83936 or WhatsApp 0330 33 33 100. 0330 33 33 100.
Correct.
Such
an
awkward number.
Yeah.
So Mum sits me down and goes, okay, so now that you're at work and you need to contribute to the running of the house.
She's not even Irish.
No. And I'm like, I need to what? Well, you need to contribute to the running of the house, no one. You also need to start putting away your money now for the tax. For the what? What are you talking about?
Tax?
I got a job doing radio Top Shop in Leeds.
Yeah.
Spinning the discs.
Big time.
Knickers are down. 10% this week at Top Shop.
Mm-mm.
Ladies. You know, like that Alan Fluff Freeman.
What's that carpets one he did? Oh, that's lovely.
And then Drayford Nylons.
And was it Vic and Bob? No, was it Harry Enfield?
Harry Enfield,
Drayford Nylons. That was brilliant. All right.
I got to see if I can find it.
Oh, it's lovely.
So good. These are old adverts for Brentford Nylons.
Oh, Brentford, is it?
James.
Brentford Nylons.
Yeah.
Have you not heard this, James?
No.
Oh.
And they were TV adverts back in the day.
Do they sound like 100 years old?
This hosted is by Alan Freeman.
Should be, isn't
it? So this is the advert here. Let's take a break.
This is Brentford Nylons, the money savers, where you can save pounds on nylon sheets, bedspreads, house coats, nighties, and of course, top quality polyester cotton sheets in prints and plains. Only from Brentford Nylons, the money savers.
There you go. There's your advert.
Come on a long way, haven't
they? That's good, isn't it?
Ladies.
By good.
That is good, that. It tells you everything you need to know in an entertaining way, I would argue.
Brentford Nylons. I wonder if they're still going.
Let's Google it.
Ladies, when Brentford's lowered their sale price of blankets, they sold thousands. When they reduced their sale price of polyester cotton sheets to $169, you bought in millions. Hey. You keep buying and they'll keep the prices down. All right?
A little bit of music at the end.
Quality with a conscience.
Yeah.
And then because of that... We got this.
Deptford Draylons. All right. This sensational city. Only £19, 11 and 6. Got a family? Get one. Deptford Draylons. All right. Tarquin cold in winter. This funky pooch coat. Only 7 and 6. You know where. Deptford Draylons. All right.
Every time he strokes the nylons, he gets that static sound effect.
You know where.
So these kick his slacks. Just £2, three and five. Now that's what I call cool. You know where? Deptford Draylons. All right.
Beautiful. So by nine, they lasted till 1995.
Did they?
Yeah.
God love them.
That's a good run, isn't it?
Wow. So you all need to be contributing now to the running of the horse. What do I mean? What do you mean? I live here. Why should I be giving you money?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everything costs money. The food and the heating and the electricity and the bills and the gas and the water. And I'm like, that's your business. You're an adult.
Mm. Yeah, you sort that out.
I'm like, literally, I'm just about to finish school.
Yeah.
I'm at school. You want me to start paying? What, do you want me next? Down a mine with a canary? Yeah, you mind, woman.
1,000 a week that she was asking. So that's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it was nothing. It was absolutely nothing.
I think I paid her like £25 a month or something like that.
Oh, God, it was more than that.
Whatever it was.
I think I paid more than that.
Did you?
And then she's telling me about tax.
Mm.
And I didn't understand. So she goes, okay, so you need to put this much money aside because then that goes to tax. What goes to tax? What's that? Well, you need to give some money to the government. I do? What, me? I'm 16 years old. Why am I funding the government?
Why do they want my money?
I'm on £2.95 an hour. How much do they want? Oh, they want, like, you know, 12%, 15%. So what of my money for Radio Top Shop to run the government? I don't think this is right, Mum.
Yeah, let's double check the figures.
Yeah, I didn't learn that at school.
No.
And obviously, even a few years ago, I still hadn't got my head around the whole tax situation.
Talk about that, do we? Did you pay rent, James?
No, well, I went to uni and I didn't get a proper job really until uni.
You've had a proper job?
Well, before this one.
Were you living at home when you worked at Sellafield's?
No.
Oh, weren't you?
Dreadford Nylons.
Okay.
I wasn't. That was while I was going back at summer.
Oh, right.
My summer's at uni.
What, nuclear power? Sellafield, nuclear power.
All right.
Impress the lads down the local pub with your spiky green hair, then come work at Sellafield.
Yeah, spiky green hair.
You know where. I love the way he says that.
I enjoyed Sellafield. It was fun.
Did you?
Yeah. It was great.
Was it always was it always quite warm there?
No.
Right, okay, just go in my head.
It's not like...
A bit like Ready Breck advert.
Yeah. Do people have a glow about them?
There's no...
Oh, yeah, Johnny been on holiday? No.
But did a 12-hour shift yesterday?
There's no hum. There's no noises.
Is it not?
It's, it's a big...
If you work for a nuclear power company, do you hate the people who work at the electricity board? Like, do you hate the electricity workers?
No, because you sell it to them.
No, here come the gas lot.
Yeah.
All right, lads. God, they're so old-fashioned.
Oh, he works with coal. Look at him. What an idiot.
That's not... yeah.
I'm all about nuclear.
Enjoyed it. Big old site.
Great. It's massive, isn't it? Size of a city.
Yeah. Like 10,000 people worked there, I think, when I was there. Mm. Had a great canteen.
10,000 people worked there?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Nuclear stuff.
10,000 people worked at Sellafield? What? At one point? There.
God knows what it is now, but yeah, it was big.
Is nuclear power still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Big. Big in the power game.
Like, I don't understand what it is. I know a nuclear bomb is bad.
Mm.
Yes, but you could put the bomb after most words and it's bad.
So is the word... So to me, the word nuclear, it's not a great word.
No.
That's a good word.
It is.
Yeah.
So really, I'm fixating on the nuclear rather than the bomb element.
Yes.
Let me work this out. Nuclear bomb, scary. Nuclear spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay, all not right. Scary.
Yeah,
don't eat it.
Spaghetti bomb.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right. You might have something.
11,000 work at Sellafield.
Do they? He's gone up.
At the moment.
Wow.
God, I hope they've got more staff on in that canteen.
Yeah. Was the food any good?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Was it always hot? Caesar salad, hot. Burger and chips, hot.
Magma.
Orange juice, hot.
They didn't serve magma salads.
Oh, Dom, I see you're having a glass of orange juice. This is lemonade.
Yeah.
It's just from the heat.
Yeah.
And
it's quite warm.
Was there a control room like Simpson worked at in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Could you go in there?
Yeah, I could go in the control room.
And what do you have to wear?
No, nothing in the control room, because that's clean.
So did you have to go in your suit?
I did go in a suit once, yeah.
Did you?
I think there's four zones in my building.
Really?
You take your shoes off to go.
What, like the Crystal Maze?
Yeah.
Okay.
It got more and more like
dangerous
each.
Wow.
One.
Did it? What suit did you wear?
So you had to, well, your first level, you had to take your shoes off and spin over and put your other shoes on. Your like dirty side shoes. And then you'd go to that one. And then if you went beyond that, you had to put...
Well, you had to change your shoes in zone one at Sellafield?
Yeah.
What?
Not in the office.
The floor was nuclear reactive?
No, but it was just about...
Your face is all right. You can breathe it in as much as you like, but Christ,
watch your feet.
Don't let those hush puppies hit the floor.
And then, like, zone four, you had a pipe out the back.
Back of what?
Suit.
Oh, right.
Phew. What?
That's like the danger places.
If you, like a tail.
It's still safe, but
what's
like,
the pipe?
It's still safe. You're wearing a suit with a tail band.
It's precaution. It's like you and you put on a suit, Homer Simpson style.
Yeah,
suit.
Yeah, like hazmat, but kind of not hazmat.
Oxygen will be out the back of the.
You're going into zone four from zone one. You start taking your shoes off. They're like this. Oh, that ain't gonna help you. Absolutely. Really,
and then when you come out, you have to do a Geiger counter scan. So if you come back on, you have to get scanned.
And the penny didn't drop at that point when they literally got this Geiger counter and they
never went off though.
Like that.
Never went off.
Because you know at the end of a shift at Tesco's, the kids on the till are not getting the Geiger counter treatment, you know?
Yeah. But you got danger money. That's why.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got paid to go in.
Yeah.
Paid extra to go in.
If you went in the danger, you got paid more.
Can I just pause this transcript in the court right now and just say literally a page and a half of A4 ago, he goes, it wasn't dangerous.
No, it's
and then
not
a
dangerous.
Page and a half later, he goes, got danger money?
Actually, danger money is a bad term. I think that's
I think it's probably more accurate.
Wow. I think you get more, the radiation is stronger down in South England from the rocks than what you get in Sellafield.
But is that radon, isn't it?
God knows.
Radon in rocks, apparently.
Need to fact check that.
Gosh, James.
I've always wanted to go to Pripyat, which is the place, the town that housed the families of the Chernobyl workers.
Yes.
And after the Chernobyl fallout, and I like to, I'll say that again, Chernobyl fallout.
You got to
because
do
I basically just said something really childish there twice and got away with it.
Yeah, no, you've got fallout. To do that. Gag.
Yeah, the Chernobyl fallout.
Mm.
That's why you should never wear Russian underpants, by the way.
Yeah, true.
It is true.
When that happened, they came in and said, right, the radiation levels are so high, everyone's got to get out. Like, today, we got to go now, get your stuff, let's go. Kids out of school, go home, pack your bag, let's go. Give it a few days, let the radiation levels die down and you can go back. And they never went back to this day.
Yeah.
And Pripyat is a ghost town.
Mm.
There's still, all these decades later, books on desks in the school. The Ferris wheel is still there and the little fun fair. It is a proper ghost town.
And I
think it must have been similar when people were working at Sellafield left to go back to their rented accommodation in Whitehaven.
That's right, exactly.
Very different.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because it's not abandoned.
They could make a documentary.
People get into Whitehaven to work at Sellafield and they get on the train station. Hello?
Oh, I'd pay to watch that.
Is there anyone here? There's Granny Wong and Mrs. Pizza.
Joe Bananas.
Smoking fags outside the train station. Look like we got ourselves some fresh fish.
Disney would make that. I'd watch it.
There you go. That's what someone... Thanks, Andy. Yes, the granite down south makes it more radioactive than the legal limit at Sellafield.
Really?
Isn't that safe?
Gosh.
Good.
Wait, what? We're surrounded by radioactive granite?
Yeah.
Why aren't we wearing suits with tails, then?
Because it's safe, that's why.
Right.
Can you look through the text and see if people can see us or not? No, so you, is yours not works? What?
It's a mix.
Why are we having problems with that suddenly?
What's a mix?
Of working, not working.
Oh, really? Oh, it's... Phoenix, why have you not fixed this yet? First of all, good morning, Phoenix.
Good morning.
Catchphrase, please.
There's a lot of pressure.
There you go, thank you.
That's good.
Why haven't you fixed this?
Because I'm not...
Catchphrase, please.
A lot of pressure.
There you go. I understand. See, I'm helping you out there. Who, now, in your opinion, who's responsible for this issue of why it's not working? Who's responsible for fixing it so I can send James round later to shout at them and knock over their coffee and stuff?
We need names, Phoenix.
Flip tables.
Well, I think it will either be engineering or it will be the global player team.
I'm going to blame the global player team.
Yeah, good choice.
Mm.
It's weird. It starts working, then it stops, doesn't it? It does for me, and a few people have said that as well.
I need, do you know how I need to get this fixed? I need to text the president of Global, the president boss godman, Ashley, and go, hey, we're just talking about you. You should tune in on Global Player and watch the live video stream now.
Good.
He'll click on it. It won't work. It's now 6:46. That'll be fixed by 6:49.
True.
That's how you get things done.
That's the way to do it.
The toilets have been blocked for 2 days. You just need to lock every other toilet door so Ashley can only use this toilet. And he goes, guys, it's blocked. Need to get this fixed. Fixed straight away.
Absolutely. So yeah, have you got meetings today, Phoenix, about it and stuff?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you reported it?
I have. I've put a ticket in.
You put a ticket in.
Put a ticket in.
You know, that's what they do. You and I don't have this.
I know. You have to put anything you report, apparently, you have to have a ticket.
Is it like...
It's like a raffle ticket.
Is it like... Cashier number four, please.
No. It's not like the meat counter.
It's not an actual ticket.
Right.
Oh, serving customer 53.
It's like a help desk.
Right. And do they help?
Yeah.
No, okay. Mm.
Depends.
Well, get it fixed, Global Player people. Who works in the Global Player department? Anyone I know? I mean, no, clearly not, but anyone I've met that I don't remember.
You won't remember, no.
Go on.
No.
Try me. Give us some names.
David.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
David Player.
We call him Dave.
Dave
James.
The Player. James. David
Jimmy.
James.
David, not David James.
Well, keeper.
Yeah.
James runs it.
He runs, David James runs Global Player now.
David James doesn't run it.
That's a career shift, isn't it?
Anyway, what a show this is.
Well, we'll get it sorted anyway. Hopefully by today.
Yeah, we'll get it. If you can see us, just be grateful. Look at this. Look at this handsome face.
We'll get it sorted.
Right, I'm going to put my glasses on now because I've got to... Oh, by the way, Nicola Hume is driving for 3 hours today.
Nicola Hume is driving for 3 hours today?
Yeah, she's...
Where's from to where and where?
I don't know. Probably from our home to somewhere that's 3 hours away.
Yeah, that would do
it. You work it out.
That would do it.
And so she said that I have to be entertaining today because she's in the car now for a couple of hours.
Right, okay, fine.
The irony is she's saying, hey, make sure you're entertaining, but she used to work on Heart.
Right.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Please.
Come on now.
That's the equivalent of Captain Crapbeard saying to George Clooney, now listen, you're on TV tonight, make an effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Morning, Captain.
What's that about?
It's about the truth, my friend.
Well, we don't need to say it, though.
And you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Morning, okay. By the way.
That's good.
Yeah, good morning.
Captain Crabhead, by the way, liked an Instagram post of mine at 6:30 this morning, just as the opening jingle was playing to start the show.
Oh, nice.
And I just have images of him just sat in his studio with his feet on the desk, just scrolling through Instagram.
Like?
Going, oh, God, I suppose I better start work. Is that about right?
Well, you're the one posting at 6:30.
I didn't post.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I collaborated.
You accepted.
You accepted the collaborate at 6:30.
Do you know what happened, Captain?
Go on.
I made a video about the £25,000 box, and I'll give you the question again in a second, right? So I made a video of this, posted it on Monday, and every time Radio X put an Instagram out that has anything to do with me, they invite me to collaborate with them on the reel.
Right.
And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because I don't want my Instagram to just be a carbon copy of theirs.
Sure.
But occasionally I'll go, yeah, that's good, I'll leave that one, that's good, I'll leave that one. So I invited, for the first time ever, I made this video about the £25,000 box game is back. And for the first time ever, I thought, oh, it gave me the option to invite Radio X to collaborate with me on the reel, which basically means the reel goes out on my Instagram account and on the Radio X Instagram account. Double bubble.
Yeah.
So I'm like, right, fine, I'll invite Radio X. Radio X hasn't accepted my invitation.
Oh, really?
To share the video.
I'm going
to
do it now.
About the Chris Moyle show, right?
I love it.
Right.
So then... They put a video up yesterday on Instagram of the Chris Moyle show. Don't invite me to collaborate with them. In other words, I can't share it. And even when they write my name in the text, they don't even put my Instagram name. They don't at Chris Moyle's official. They just put Chris Moyle's.
Ah.
So I'm like, they don't even want me being part of videos that are from my show.
No, they need to tag you into that, don't they?
So James went in and edited it.
Lana's off on holiday this week.
Well, get back off holiday,
no,
Lana.
She's good. Enjoy your holiday. Have fun. Have lots of wine.
I'm not being funny. They're posting stuff on Instagram. You can do that on a sun lounger.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, you're on holiday.
More fun than the sun lounger.
How long is that? She starts at 9, she's done by 10 past.
No, I know how long socials takes.
But she ain't editing these videos. She's only just uploading them, tag, send.
You know how long it takes?
Yeah, to edit.
To do all of it?
Nah, that bit's the easy bit. Isn't it, Phoenix?
No.
Phoenix, when it comes to editing videos, how easy is it?
Catchphrase.
That's a lot of pressure, actually.
There you go. That's
a lot of pressure. Right.
So, good morning, Nicola Hume.
Morning.
Good luck with your journey.
Three.
Are we live? I've done that. I made notes today. Dentist, Glastonbury flags, Clinton Baptiste, Clinton. All that to talk about.
Yeah.
But first...
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Unlock the box and win £25,000. Can you do it? Come on then. Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Have a go.
We'll kick you in the nuts.
She's changed voice.
You shut your mouth, you. Push you over into a hedge.
Oh, she's got a proper attitude now.
And laugh at your face. And then go home and eat your dinner.
Hello,
eat,
boss.
I love his tea.
So, £25,000. All you got to do is name the correct Radio X artist that will unlock the box. That's it. There are no clues. It's day three. It's still absolutely possible. It's not impossible that you could go, oh, I don't know, is it? Insert name of an artist that we would play on Radio X. And you could be absolutely spot on. You could be bang on the money. On day three, that could unlock. You'd win £25,000. Now, the odds are stacked against you. So what we'll do is, if you get on the air to play today, we'll give you £1,000 just for having a go. So £1,000 up for grabs, with a maximum of £25,000 to be won. Would you like the qualifying question? 25 years ago, The Weakest Link premiered. But who was the original presenter of The Weakest Link? If you would like to play the game today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and you send it to 83936. If you want to play the game today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and you send it to 83936. If you want to play today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. It's all right, I've not had a breakdown. I know I've said it three times in a row, but you would not believe what people texted. So, 25 years ago was the first Weakest Link, but who was the original presenter? Text the word box, followed by the answer. Send it to 83936. Now, listen, this text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get picked to play today, you get £1,000 for playing. Even if you're wrong, you must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. You could be playing after 8 o'clock this morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
I've got to tell you about my trip to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I was very brave.
Were you?
Such a brave boy.
Did you ask for a sticker at the end?
I always ask for a lolly.
A lolly, sorry.
They don't do lollies anymore. And when you think about it, what a mad thing it was that they gave us lollies at the dentist when we were kids. That's like going to the chiropractor. And as you go, oh, thanks very much. You really made me feel better. Just as you're going on the way out, they just push you push you over into the street. And you go, ah, my back. And they go, you're back. Hey, come on in. Mm. I didn't get a sticker, but... But yeah, I was a very brave boy.
You got a new filling?
Crowns.
Oh, what's the difference?
Don't.
Yeah. Crowns are kind of, I don't really know what they do.
Captain?
Take the temporary ones off and put new ones in.
Yeah, what Don said.
Phoenix?
It's just a lot of pressure, guys.
Okay, there you go.
Just me, that doesn't know.
Anyway, two new crowns.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Two new crowns.
Yeah, I feel like I have new teeth.
Right.
And I didn't even have to go to Turkey.
Very nice.
So, yeah, if you're watching on Global Player, ding! Look how gorgeous I am. Right, let's switch the cameras off. Dom's got your news next. Thank you. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Two jingles in a row. Radio
X. The Chris Miles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty, I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry, your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Kinley here from Ghostly Manor.
System failure.
Please, I urgently need your help to recapture these mischievous spirits.
Phaser's issue.
A new ghostly interactive ride is coming to Poulton's Park.
Stay alert. The walls have eyes.
Armed with phantom phasers, explore the manor and recapture the ghosts. But beware the fearsome OG.
It's here.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure. Now open at Poulton's Park.
Poulton's Park!
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum? If she has a new heart.
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, thanks for listening to the show. It's Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. It's the Chris Miles Show on Radio X. Clinton Baptiste is going to be live with us in the studio. It's always a treat when Clinton comes to see us.
It's glorious.
Always fun. Divides some of the audience.
Weirdly, yes.
Yeah, I think they're getting used to him slowly. Mm. I mean, he's only been around for, what, 20-odd years or something like that. Anyway, the great Clinton Baptiste on the show later. £25,000 box game to play. But right now, Dominic Byrne, your news, sport, weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, police chiefs in the UK are warning they'll face choices on which crimes to investigate if their funding is cut. They're wanting more money announced in the government spending review next week. Met Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley has told us they're already pushed for cash.
We buy into the government's ambition about stronger neighbourhood policing that
tackles antisocial behaviour and their ambition about halving violence against women and girls and their ambition about halving knife crime. But we also need more money.
The Home Office says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. In other news, there are calls to tackle misogyny in the music industry by banning non-disclosure agreements. MPs on the Women and Equalities Committee say NDAs shouldn't be allowed in cases of sexual misconduct.